Hello there! You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 160. This week, we're doing something slightly different. We're going to feature a smattering of local music, but it's heavily themed. More on that in a moment. A quick reminder that this show is part of We Own This Town, a podcast network fueled by Nashville hosts. Our latest and greatest newest show, Ladyland, just launched their first episode and features host Kim Baldwin speaking with author Mary Laura Philpott, and it's a pleasantly insightful, affirming, and fun chat. I highly suggest you give it a whirl. There's new episodes from plenty of our shows on a regular basis. We strive to give you something enjoyable just about every day. So check it out, weownthistown.net. Click on podcasts right there in the navigation. You're going to love it. If you're looking for us on the internet, find us at We Own This Town on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That particular account posts updates about every single show, not just this one. So follow it. We're inching our way towards 1,000 followers, and I'd love to crest that accomplishment. Seriously, I think we're like 7 people away. So 7 of you that are subscribed to this but don't follow us on a social media network like Instagram, please do so. It's not a desperate plea, but it is a plea. And now we find ourselves ready for the music portion of our program. For episode 160, I wanted to do something slightly different than the norm, so I've made 8 selections of purely instrumental music. This does not mean that everything we're going to hear today is ambient and background music, quite the opposite. These songs, like most of the Nashville music scene, span a wide variety of styles, and just because there's no vocals doesn't mean you shouldn't be fully entertained. We'll dive right in, but I do want to say I feel a little unfortunate that I couldn't play all the things. Please go back to previous episodes and listen to Cordio, Holy Mountaintop Removers, Tan, Baby Breath, Peter, NGC4414, and Bell Bar as a start. I tried to strike a balance between new to the show artists and not new to the show artists, but new music to the show. Apologies to all the bands I couldn't include, but don't worry, I see you. All right, let's do this. Was Highway 202, Tree Trunk Trove from Makeup and Vanity Set off of the recently released Overpass soundtrack. Overpass is actually an indie game. It's a driving game that's completely connected to the soundtrack. So as you're making your way through every level, the music itself is sort of steering the ship, as it were. It's almost like Rock Band. Everything is tempo and rhythm based. It's a really futuristic landscape inside of a vehicle. It's pretty awesome looking. As you can imagine, the Makeup and Vanity Set score fits extremely well with such a concept. Musically, this feels like a bit of deviation from the norm for old Mavs. He's generally known for making dark compositions, almost sinister at times. His work on the Up and Vanish soundtrack, Atlanta Monster, Zodiac, all those other podcasts with really dark and kind of terrifying soundtracks are his work, and they're great examples of what he's generally known for. But this is not that. It's brighter, it's fun, and it's just a tiny bit retro without feeling like it's too close to that outrun genre. I'm a diehard Mavs fan, so anytime something comes from his world that proves how diverse he can be, I am in. The soundtrack is available now on all the streaming services. The game itself is available on Steam. And he actually released a production kit for this as well. So if you wanted to get the stems and the beats from this and make your own compositions, you can do it. All right, let's switch it up for something wildly different. That was Cake of Ash from Woodsplitter off of the brand new album, The Uplifting Nature of Your Inner Beast. We've played Woodsplitter on the show before, and if you recall, it is the side project of All Them Witches, Ben McLeod. Every album he releases under that name has a different genre, kind of as the root of inspiration. They're all very different. This latest one is noted as a musical response to Cormac McCarthy's The Road. If you have ever read that book or seen the movie, you know what an emotionally brutal experience it is. This album seems to fit that feeling quite well. To call it huge is almost an understatement. It's huger than huge. It's enormous. Doing a quick browse through the entire album, I can safely and confidently say it all fits that same largesse. I am very into this. I know it's not typically a thing that we play on this show, but sometimes you need just a little bit of that oomph in your life, and Woodsplitter is absolutely delivering it. That's a big one to come down from, so let's lighten it up a little bit. Chuck Woolery from Robots Against Children off their new album, Toys. It was actually released back in April of 2019, but it just recently came across my radar, so it's new to me. That whole record was recorded using, quote, an extremely modest collection of toy-like synthesizers and samplers, end quote. And it seems to have been recorded about inside of a week. That's pretty impressive. There's a little vocal sample in there, but I don't count that as breaking the rules of instrumental music. It's just another instrument, as far as I'm concerned. Let's not get into that debate too much. My show, my choices, that's an instrumental song. The album spans a lot of styles, but it's mostly rooted in that, like, breakbeat style with little jazzy interludes, with a splash of ambient here, and occasionally some squeaky bleeps and bloops that are unbelievably fun. There's another track on there called Instamatic that I highly suggest you go check out. It was a prime contender for this show. I don't know much about Robots Against Children, aka Matt Greer, but I think this album is pretty different from his other works. It's not a bad thing. It's a testament to diversity. But I'm looking forward to listening more to this record in full and keeping up with future releases. It's very fascinating. All right, next. Thank you. That was Rich Ruth with Coming Down off of the forthcoming album, Calming Signals. The small write-up that comes with this album is actually pretty fascinating, so I'm going to read two paragraphs from it in full. Bear with me while I get through that. Quote, "Calming signals is a term that refers to the way dogs communicate stress and use certain mechanisms to calm themselves or reset. Ruth relied on the creation of this music to find peace and balance amidst trauma. One summer morning while he was recording the album, Ruth was held up at gunpoint and carjacked by two people outside of his home. The following weeks were spent on calming signals with a new layer of angst and emotion. These compositions became a means for him to work through this personal struggle and organize his anxiety into something constructive, end quote. I mean, that's a pretty unreal backstory. Held up at gunpoint and using that to fuel inspiration for an album of instrumental and ambient songs that helped to soothe the anxiety? Cathartic, for sure. The album will be released on October 25th, and I'm curious if it's going to be a very vinyl-focused release for at least a little bit. It's just a hunch, but there's no digital pre-order, just a vinyl pre-order. This song isn't on Spotify, and it's being released by a new label from Ben Swank, a man who certainly knows what he's doing when it comes to releasing records. So if you want this, go order it from the Bandcamp, the vinyl. It's linked on the episode detail page, and you will get a digital version of it, but you will also get the vinyl, which, I mean, the cover art is phenomenal. It's beautiful. Having that in a big 12-inch format is definitely going to look nice in your home or your office. I really love this track. There's a whole lot going on with the lead guitar and the saxophone and like a persistent buzzing in the first. There's just a lot of parts happening, but it's never really overwhelming. It actually is calming and soothing and makes for a really nice setting. I can't wait to hear the rest. All right, next song. That was Flower Girl, no vowels, with Sword from the recently released EP, Princess. I just find that song incredibly pleasant and soothing, but still demanding of attention. It's floaty and twinkly in all the right ways, and it has an optimism that I can't deny. Maybe it's weird to describe a song as optimistic, but that's the sensation that I get from it. The EP is a short three tracks, and one of them does feature vocals. Given that, that particular track has more of a pop music vibe to it rather than a instrumental electronic kind of thing. But that's not a bad thing, just slightly different. Overall, the whole EP, just the three tracks, is very floaty and puts my head in a good place. Maybe it will for you too. Linked from the episode page, go check it out. All right, next up. That was Adrian Frank with Missing, I Believe That I Can Save Her. This is taken from a live performance that Frank did at the Bell Court as part of the Hyacinth House, where original scores were provided to vintage silence films. This track in particular was paired with the 1912 film Falling Leaves by Alice Guy Blaché. Blaché? I'm going with it. We actually played another track from the same release a few weeks back, but I really, really like what Frank is doing. There's a nice musical theme running throughout each of these tracks that keeps them all very cohesive, but still works very well as movements of a full piece. It works particularly well when paired with the film. So go check out this album and then pull up the YouTube version of Falling Leaves and play them together. Like on the first roar or whatever, start the album and let it roll. It pairs up so well. It's great. Frank is part of a collective of musicians entitled Hyacinth House. They have been performing special events like the one at the Bell Court and collaborating live with other musicians from all over. They recently did a piece at the Circuit Benders Ball with four other musicians working as like a hive mind. I'm really into what they're doing and would love to speak to them. Let's chat, Hyacinth House. Go check out that Adrian Frank release. This is your final reminder. Don't let me down. All right, let's keep going. Thank you. That was Marie 2 from Oral Sex off of the recently released Charlotte EP. We've played Oral Sex a few times in the past, most recently in support of their June 2019 release, Bug Burger, but I just couldn't help myself from playing something from this new release. There's a delightfully retro sound in that synthwave outrun genre that the nostalgic part of my brain just can't turn off. It doesn't sound specifically like video game music, but it certainly harkens back to it a little bit to me, right? Maybe that's oversimplifying things or being a little bit too subjective, but that's how I feel. It's a lot of thick keyboards, that's for sure, and the twinkly stuff just grabs my brain. I'm doing a horrible job of articulating the magic here, but there is some magic here, and I hope you agree. All right, let's ease into our final selection. I was planning on playing something specifically in the ambient realm to take us out, but I stumbled across this very special something, so I'm gonna go with it instead. That was a bit of vaporwave from an outfit called VH1 Classic, with the tracks WVOL 5 and WVOL 6. I was actually kind of hesitant to play something from a band called VH1 Classic, but once I heard the WVOL selections, I knew that I had to. If you're not familiar, WVOL is an AM station based out of Nashville, here in the Berry Hill area, transmitting on 1470 AM. It's pretty unlikely that this is actually sourced from the radio station, but it's definitely inspired by it. You can hear how the two relate to one another. It's R&B based, it's smooth, but it's also unique in that it has that vaporwave production, kind of underwater. I don't know, I cannot articulate the vaporwave, but I sure know it when I hear it. I've listened to this all day. After I found it, that's just all I could listen to. The only complaint that I have is that every single track is under 2 minutes. The whole album of 10 songs is 13 minutes total. I need more. I reached out to find out a bit more about VH1 Classic, but didn't get anything back yet by the time I was recording, so it's just gonna have to remain a mystery. Okay, that's it for our show. I hope you enjoyed those instrumental selections, and I hope you take the time to explore the releases further. Honestly, I should say that for every single show. Every track that we play that's not just its own standalone single generally stems from an album of equally great songs. So all of these have albums that go with them, or EPs, bigger releases, more songs. So if you liked what you heard, there's more of it. Go seek it out. I try and make it as easy as possible. Hit us up at We Own This Town on the social networks, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Go visit us at weownthistown.net to hear all of our podcasts. If you like, go on Apple and review us. Follow us on Spotify. There's so many things you can do to interact with us. The music bed for this show is from Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Wonderful people. Go check them out. Thank you for listening. Talk at you next time. Bye.